Eculo, who's defining moderate rebel forces in Syria?
Live from Washington, D.C., Jay Sekulow Live.
The latest figures from the CIA suggest ISIS is becoming a much bigger military threat by the day. The CIA estimate is ISIS has up to 31,000 fighters across Iraq and Syria. A well-placed congressional source told me this week they are adding up to 500 fighters a week and have serious financial resources as well.
In an interview with CNN, Kerry insists the U.S. is not at war with ISIS.
I think that's the wrong terminology. What we are doing is engaging in a very significant counterterrorism operation. If somebody wants to think about it as being at war with ISIL, they can do so, but the fact is it's a major counterterrorism operation that will have many different moving parts.
What does a victory look like here? I mean, you've talked about destroying ISIL. I honestly don't know what that means. What does it mean?
I didn't bring my Webster's dictionary with me up here.
Lines are open for your questions right now. Call 1-800-684-3110.
Does that mean that you are unlikely to vote for authorization to train and arm rebels there in Syria?
Right now I can't do that. I cannot support arming the rebels who we have not been able to identify. The last I heard about the rebels in Syria, these are the same people, maybe, who sold one of our correspondents who got their head cut off. So I'm just saying it's a very unstable situation.
And now, Chief Counsel for the American Center for Law and Justice, Jay Sekulow.
Hey, welcome to the broadcast, everyone. Taking your call at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. Focusing in today on the Syrian moderate rebels we're going to be supporting, or at least that's the plan here. Who are they? And are we at war with ISIS? Well, according to John Kerry, apparently we're not. Let me play for you soundbite number three.
In an interview with CNN, Kerry insists the U.S. is not at war with ISIS.
I think that's the wrong terminology. What we are doing is engaging in a very significant counterterrorism operation.
All right, let me jump right in here. Okay, so a significant counterterrorism operation. Why will they not? I've got Jordan Than in Washington. Why will they not just say, of course it's a war with ISIS, we're going to eliminate them, and we're using military to do it?
You know, it's one of those bizarre situations. This administration wants to act like it hasn't started wars, whether that's in Libya, whether that's in this situation now when you've got active airstrikes, especially re-entering a war they celebrated leaving, the end of, the Iraq war. So I think that that's where they stand. Now, what's interesting with Secretary Kerry's comments, it does conflict with what President Obama said, though, because he broke down the 4 points to his plan on how to tackle ISIS and the Islamic State. Point one was airstrikes. Point two was counterterrorism measures. Actually, that was point three. But he made that distinctly. So, of course, there's a counterterrorism element about protecting the homeland and U.S. interest here and abroad. But that's not the only element of this plan. And yet Secretary Kerry wants to act like this is just about protecting us here in the homeland and counterterrorism strategies when we've got airstrikes going on in Iraq.
So the political aspect of that, we'll get to them when we come back from the break. Folks, how do you feel about supporting the moderate Syrian rebels? These are, by the way, some of these moderate Syrian rebels were the ones who sold Steve Sotloff to be beheaded. Taking your phone calls at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. I'm going to give you some update on the book. Number two at Barnes & Noble right now. Number 15 at Amazon. For our book, Rise of ISIS, Jordan's going to tell you why you need to get it today. If you want to talk to us on air, it's 1-800-684-3110, and you get that song as well.
Folks, again, we need you. It's like just like any other campaign. We need you here to voice your support by purchasing a copy of this book. You can do it again at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, or through iTunes and iBooks, and it's all at riseofisis.com. Because if we sell enough copies, it makes those bestseller lists. The book review team at the New York Times, people who will not listen to this broadcast, they will not tune into Fox News or CBN, will have to read what we put together here in Rise of ISIS, a threat we can't ignore. So help us reach a whole new audience than ever before. Go to riseofisis.com and purchase the book.
It's the greatest jihadist threat the world has ever seen. ISIS, the Islamic State, is launching a worldwide attack. Their strategy? Beheadings, crucifixions, mass executions, and a wave of anti-Christian abuse that's been called the worst religious persecution since the Holocaust. In a new book, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow and his Law of War team examine the rise of ISIS, how this terrorist group fits within the world of other groups, and more importantly, what can be done about it. Also included, a powerful new song, Where I Stand, by the Jay Sekulow Band. It's called The Rise of ISIS, a must-read as America faces new and dangerous threats. Help us sound the alarm. We must get the nation's attention, the government's attention. Help us spread the word. Buy the book, read it, and tell your friends. You can order the book right now online at riseofisis.com. That's riseofisis.com. Order now.
This is Jay Sekulow, Chief Counsel for the ACLJ. The battle to defend our religious freedom is being fought in courtrooms at the highest level. The need for exceptionally trained lawyers to protect our future is vital. Regent University School of Law is the nation's preeminent Christian law program for anyone considering a career in law today. ABA-accredited Regent Law ranks top 10 in the nation in faculty, according to the Princeton Review. With over 66 awards, Regent also placed in the top two in the Oxford University Global Moot Court Championship, besting both Oxford and Cambridge. The ACLJ is located on Regent's campus in Virginia Beach, Virginia, offering students an unprecedented opportunity to work on landmark Supreme Court cases through our association. Real-world training by real-world lawyers for today's unprecedented challenges. Come and study law where the law began. For information, go to regent.edu/law. That's regent.edu/law.
We'll be taking your calls at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. The song you hear, by the way, is the song that our band and original, Where I Stand, and it's about the whole situation, the conflict, Christian persecution. Also, one of the lines in there actually came from Jacob Abedini when he told his mother that his heart was crying for his father, and that's in the song as well. When you get the book, by the way, you get the song. So it's part of the package. Now, here's what we're trying to do. As Jordan just mentioned, we're trying to get on the bestsellers list for the New York Times. That's a big undertaking. I'm going to get Will to get me the stats on where we are right now on a variety of the books, the nonfiction, the Barnes & Noble and all these, the ones we can get. Some data you can get, some you can't. But the book's done well. You're buying it. It's a pre-order. The book, the e-book will be out on Tuesday. The paperback is coming out October 14th, but you can order it now. I've got friends that have ordered, 10 or 15 copies, distribute them to friends. Folks, we want to, as Jordan said, make sure this is read and make sure it's widely distributed. And we want to make sure it's our chance to really educate the entire country on the threat we're facing with ISIS. And also the tie-in with ISIS and Hamas and the fact that it's Christians and Jews in the crosshairs of these organizations. So you can go to Amazon, you can go to Barnes & Noble, you can go to Apple iBooks and buy the book right now. And I want to encourage you to do that. We need to get it on the bestsellers list. It's a big undertaking. We know that. So we need your help on this. So I'm urging you to pre-buy it today and tell your friends and get it out on social media. The book is called Rise of ISIS. We can't afford to, obviously, you look at the situation, folks. You can't afford to ignore what's really going on with ISIS. I mean, this is a serious threat, but you need to know who they are. So it's Rise of ISIS, a threat we can't ignore. It's with Simon & Schuster as the publisher, with Howard Books. We need you to buy it. I'm encouraging you. We never have asked you to do this before. We are asking you to do it here. It's very important because information you're hearing on radio, by the way, a lot of this will also, much of it, obviously there's a lot more in the book than we can go on radio. But for instance, the Council of American Islamic Relations, you ready for this one? Jordan's going to lay this out, folks. CARE is the PR firm, basically, for the Islamic organizations around, certainly in the United States. And you remember when the president made that statement, this is not, the ISIL is not Islamic, which, think about that for a moment. It's so absurd, I can't even believe it. Okay, I mean, ISIL is not Islamic. Tell that to Khalif Ibrahim. But a step further is what CARE is doing here
and the tie-in with Hamas. And this is what you're, why we want you to get the book. Jordan, get into that.
Yeah, the Council on American Islamic Relations, that's known as CARE, they wanted President Obama in his speech on Wednesday to reject the jihadists, as they call, misappropriation of Islamic terms and concepts. Obviously, President Obama did what CARE wanted there. But he also wanted to go a step further. And it's not necessarily that President Obama did this, but I want to put the terminology, because we're connecting the dots here for you. This is from CARE's press release. To recognize that the terrorist group, that's the Islamic State, was created by, quote, the lack of freedom and justice in the region. Now, guess what? And they use freedom and justice throughout. Guess what? The Muslim Brotherhood's political party in Egypt, which was just recently disbanded by a court in Egypt because it was a terrorist organization, was called. It wasn't called the Vote for the Muslim Brotherhood Party. It was called the Freedom and Justice Party. So they're using very specific terminology because their allegiance to the Muslim Brotherhood. So now you're seeing the battles between Islamists come to front. Who is the lead Islamist group? Remember, for a while it was the Muslim Brotherhood because they had actually had this piece of land. They were like the new Taliban, but that didn't last very long for them. But they're using the same language. And of course, the Muslim Brotherhood's linked to Hamas. But to put freedom and justice that way, I knew right when I read, I said, wait, I know freedom and justice. That's the Muslim Brotherhood in Egypt. They're telling you. They tell you who they are if you actually read between the lines.
Okay, so you understand, folks, what we're really talking about. The interrelation of these organizations is unreal. So now let's complicate it more. So we're going to back the moderate Syrian rebels. Well, who are these people? And by the way, our next week's broadcast, we're going to get into this because we think we can get legislation, at least earmarking, that we don't back groups we don't know who they are. I mean, and you've also got the situation where, and we'll get on this also a little bit later in the broadcast, where ISIS is now up to 31,000. When we started talking about this last week, 20,000. I mean, they've gained as much as, they're saying they're gaining as much as 500 to 1,000 a day. And we're taking your calls at 800-684-3110. What is, Than, what is the nature, let's take a look at this right now, what's the nature of, and this I think is important, the political landscape on this debate on action here?
Well, it really ties into what Jordan just said, because keep in mind the only part of the president's plan that he actually asked for Congress to speak to was what you just said, the arming of the rebels. That is the only portion of the plan that he thinks he needs Congress's assistance on. Now, Congress, Jay, is set to debate and vote on that next week. But I got to tell you, they don't have the votes for that right now. I mean, we can play sound from Joe Manchin saying that he is not willing to arm the rebels in Syria. I can tell you from having talked with both sides of the aisle, that feeling is prevalent on both sides of the aisle, and the concern is very obvious here. It's the one Jordan just pointed out. Let's just say this is successful and we send weapons to those rebels in Syria and somehow they defeat ISIS. Well, if they do that, they then keep those weapons and they become the next entity that we're worried about, the next entity that can pose a threat in the region. So here on Capitol Hill, the authorization is a far thing from certain, and I got to tell you, I'm not so sure the president is actually hoping it doesn't fail.
Well, I'll tell you this, folks. That's let's follow up on that, Than. You're saying you're not sure the president doesn't want to. Why do you say that?
Because I think it was a political speech last week. I think this is an effort that he has no aptitude for, no desire for, and I think he thinks he can push this on Congress, and maybe Congress will not approve this authorization next week, and he will tell the American people, listen, I tried. This was the way to defeat ISIS. Congress wouldn't let me do it. I think it was a political speech, and I think he's pushing it off on Congress. Jay, when was the last time you heard this president say, I don't have the authority to do anything?
Well, I'll tell you this. You know, it tells you what's really going on here. And the president, this could be politics at its worst here. We're taking your phone calls at 1-800-684-3110. Let's grab a call here, 1-800-684-3110.
Yeah, let's go to Alan in Texas Online 1. Alan, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live. You're on the air.
Hey, guys. How you doing? My question is for Mr. Kerry, if he's listening. What do you call it when you're bombing another country? If it's not called war, can you give me another terminology?
Well, let's play what he said. Let's play what he said. Here's what he said.
In an interview with CNN, Kerry insists the U.S. is not at war with ISIS.
I think that's the wrong terminology. What we are doing is engaging in a very significant counterterrorism operation. And it's going to go on for some period of time. If somebody wants to think about it as being at war with ISIL, they can do so. But the fact is, it's a major counterterrorism operation that will have many different moving parts.
Well, So you're right. So they don't want to call it a war because you know why, folks? Again, it's the narrative of the president here. It's against that narrative. So it is a counterterrorism operation, but it's a war. Of course it's a war. You got military operations of significant proportions that are being engaged here. And I think it's duplicitous to say otherwise. Having said that, I'm still trying to figure out, and I will be addressing this next week, who in the world are the Syrian moderates? Because the Syrian moderates, do we have that soundbite from Steve Sotloff's family or the family representative? Here's your Syrian moderates.
Stephen was sold at the border.
He was sold at the border.
Yes, we believe that these so-called moderate rebels that people want us, our administration, to support. One of them sold him probably for something between $25,000 and $50,000 to ISIS, and that was the reason that he was captured.
So there you have it. I mean, that's what we're talking about, folks. This is a strategy we better be really, really careful about. Really careful about. Now, we've got some updates on the book. And folks, I got to say, first of all, you're a fantastic group of people, our audience here at JSecular Live. And your support for our work at the ACLJ is, I can't even begin to describe it, how thrilled we are. But let me tell you what I just got word. Amazon, number 15. And of all books that are being sold right now, we're number 15. Now, understand, the book is not out yet. We're number 2 in political science on Amazon. That's a subdued. Number 12 in all of ebooks, nonfiction, we're number 12. Paperback at Barnes & Noble, number 2. Just got word. Looks like some major retailers. I'm talking about big box retailers. The Walmarts of the world are picking this book up. Folks, our voice collectively here could be gigantic on an issue that's going to go beyond this presidency. The next president of the United States is going to have to be dealing with ISIL. This is a huge, huge issue. Whether they're called ISIS or ICE, because, I mean, it's IS, it's Islamic State. That's what they call themselves. Or the Islamic State in Syria in the Levant, which is the greater Middle East, or the Islamic State in Syria and Iraq. Same group, multiple names, same danger. Jordan's going to let you know. Folks, get the book. Amazon, Barnes & Noble. And also Apple iBooks and bookstores now, looks like, around the country.
And purchase this book. And first of all, it's to get yourself educated. Go to riseofisis.com so you can purchase at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, or through iTunes. But also, it's really to open this up to a new audience. We've never done this before at the ACLJ, never written a book like this. We want to get this into the hands and in front of the eyes of people who would not normally listen to this radio broadcast or conservative media, like the New York Times book review team, and force them to have to do a book review of this if it makes their bestseller list. You can be a part of that. In fact, you're the only way that will happen. Go to riseofisis.com and purchase.
The American Center for Law and Justice is on the front lines, holding the Internal Revenue Service accountable for a targeting scheme aimed at conservative and Tea Party groups. The ACLJ represents 41 organizations in 22 states in the largest lawsuit against the IRS on behalf of targeted Americans. Now it is time for the story to be told. The ACLJ has put together a short movie telling the story and explaining the high stakes of our fight against IRS abuse. ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow sat down with Senators Ted Cruz and Rand Paul, Dr. Ben Carson, and many national leaders to tell this critical story. You can watch this movie free of charge. Go online to download this powerful new film, Tax Invasion, at ACLJ.org. That's ACLJ.org. It's the greatest jihadist threat the world has ever seen. ISIS, the Islamic State, is launching a worldwide attack. Their strategy? Beheadings, crucifixions, mass executions, and a wave of anti-Christian abuse that's been called the worst religious persecution since the Holocaust. In a new book, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow and his Law of War team examine the rise of ISIS, how this terrorist group fits within the world of other groups, and more importantly, what can be done about it. Also included, a powerful new song, Where I Stand, by the Jay Sekulow Band. It's called The Rise of ISIS, A must read as America faces new and dangerous threats. Help us sound the alarm. We must get the nation's attention, the government's attention. Help us spread the word. Buy the book, read it, and tell your friends. You can order the book right now online at riseofisis.com. That's riseofisis.com. Order now.
So that is the song Where I Stand. It is by our band here, our Jay Sekulow band, the Jay Sekulow Live Band. And here's the good news. When you get the book, you're getting the song. Now, I need to be very clear here. You are pre-ordering this. For those of you that are getting the Kindle version or the Nook version of the book, it'll come out next Tuesday. You'll get it. If you pre-order it, it'll be downloaded. You'll get it automatically on Tuesday. For those of you that are ordering the trade paper, the book comes out October 14th. So don't be mad at Barnes & Noble or any of these others. They are all stocking it. In fact, it looks like some other major retailers are going to be stocking as well. So that'll be October 14th. But on the websites for these major retailers, you can pre-order. And that all counts towards the New York Times bestseller list. And we are really... I mean, we just got a lengthy, Dave and I are trying to go through an email here during the break from the publisher. I mean, folks, these are good problems to have to get through this. But again, a huge thank you to Simon Schuster, Howard Books. A huge thank you to Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Apple iBooks, and some other major retailers I'll announce later that are coming on board. Can we announce those yet, David, or do we hold back on those?
I think we can announce them.
Okay, so Walmart is now in. So, yeah, Walmart.com, there'll be a link up there probably by early next week. Is that what we think? Maybe even today.
Could be.
We'll let you know when that link's available. But we want you, these are all great retailers, and I encourage you to shop these retailers and buy this book. It's making a huge impact. Folks, we have, you know, David and I were talking about this. David has written books before. I've written books before. But, look, you know how we write books that we either distribute to our donors as part of our education process, or my PhD dissertation. David did a book about his life when he was in Iraq fighting. Great books. But none of them, if you put mine and David's, all of ours together, multiply it times 20, does not have the result that this is getting. So that means you all are doing exactly what we ask. So again, it's Amazon, Barnes & Noble. I don't know if it's a link live yet to Walmart, but Apple iBooks as well. And then we'll be retailers around the country, and we'll keep everybody posted. Let's take another call.
Yeah, right back to the phones we go. Let's go to Bob in West Virginia on line 3. Bob, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live. You're on the air.
Hey, Bob.
Thank you, Jay, for taking my call.
Sure.
I've got a couple comments. First, praise the Lord that Senator Manchin got it right.
Absolutely.
I do not believe that we need to be...
Bob, for everybody... Hey, Bob, real quick, let me explain that to everybody. We'll play the soundbite so people know what you're referring to. Your senator, Democrat senator from West Virginia, Joe Manchin, who has said he is not ready to arm rebels who we don't know. Bite 35.
Does that mean that you are unlikely to vote for authorization to train and arm rebels there in Syria?
Right now I can't do that. I cannot support arming the rebels who we have not been able to identify. The last I heard about the rebels in Syria, these are the same people maybe who sold one of our correspondents who got their head cut off. So I'm just saying it's a very unstable situation.
So go ahead. So this is a Democratic member of the United States Senate. So Bob, go ahead with the rest of your question. Or comment.
The other comment I wanted to make is that.
Bob, unfortunately, we're losing you. Let's grab another phone call. You got out of the zone. We did get your one question. We're taking your calls at 800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. Let's take another call here.
Yep, Elliot in Maryland on line 4. Elliot, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Yep. Hey, Elliot.
Hey, I'm glad to be able to speak with you guys today. I was really calling because at this point in time, it seems it really doesn't matter whether we call it a war or a conflict or whatever. I think we're getting a little bit technical and trying to feed into the political game. We just have to go out and fight this Islamic Jihad movement.
Well, I'm with Elliot. I'm with you on that. I think it's a mistake for Senator Kerry to use the phrase that this is not. I don't like using the term war. Of course, it's a war. I mean, David, why don't you address that one?
Yeah, I mean, this is a war under international law. I mean, that's not really right. That's not really controversial.
Yeah. So Elliot, we agree with you that direct aggressive action is necessary. Call it whatever you want, but under the laws of war, this is a war. I mean, so you could go ahead and finish up, David, but this is a war.
Yeah, absolutely. What we're talking about is engaging in the active military use of active military force by the formal armed forces of the United States of America, potentially against a sovereign country of Syria. I mean, you can't get more of a war than that. Now, it's a limited war that the administration is advancing, but it's definitely a war. And here's why I do think the word is important, because we want to prepare the American people for the possibility that we may have to do even more to stop this jihadist threat. And if we're constantly dancing around the language to try to minimize to America the sacrifices that we may need to make, that's not leadership. That's not preparing right. The American people for the responsibility of defending our constitutional republic.
All right, we're taking more of your calls when we come back at 1-800-684-3110. Remember this, we're here for another 30 minutes. If you don't get the full hour of the broadcast, you can go right over to ACLJ.org. We're streaming it there. SiriusXM, of course, you get it. Than, what's going to happen next week in Washington?
Well, what we're hearing is just exactly what David just said. Our members are saying our enemy says it's war. We have to say it's war. Next week, the president is going to ask Congress for authorization to arm these rebels. And, Jay, I think Senator Graham got it exactly right. He said the president cannot engage in an action like this and begin by taking all options off the table. That gets us to a point where the only option left is arming a group who is selling an American citizen to the very group that we're going to arm. I'm not sure Congress is going to go for that, but that's what the president is asking for.
All right, so we've got a petition up which says, let's not do this. Let's protect the Christians in Iraq. We want to do that. Monday, the focus will be on how to deal with Syria. How are we going to deal with this? And we're going to ask you to engage on that. If you want to sign that petition, it's ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. Now, let me be clear on a couple points. Number one, the paperback version of the book, Rise of ISIS, A Threat We Can't Ignore, is available effective October 14th. So what we're asking you to do right now, when you go to these websites, pre-order it. So Barnes & Noble will have it in stock, the trade paperback, October 14th. Could be a day before, a day after, but that's when it should be in the stores. That'll be Barnes & Noble, Walmart, and it looks like a number of others as well. That's number one. Number two, and this is really important, we want you to go ahead and pre-order either the trade paperback or the ebook, whether you're using Kindle or Nook, either one. And by the way, that book is out, the same book, you get it on Tuesday. So it's available Tuesday. So Amazon.com or Apple iBooks, or Barnes & Noble, any one of those. And then, of course, it'll be available in the stores and Walmart and others as well. We'll give you more detail on that. You're also getting the song. You're hearing the song during our bumpers. We're playing some during the broadcast. But Jordan's going to give you I think, folks, it's important to know why we're asking you to do this pre-order to get on the New York Times list. Jordan's he's done a great job of laying this out. Let him lay out again as we go into a break. We'll be back with more of your calls in a moment here.
Quite frankly, it's to reach a whole new audience with what we're writing about, the truth about ISIS from our perspective and our expert opinion. And it's an audience that will not turn on a Christian radio or conservative radio or Fox News or CBN News. They're not going to get their news there. We're talking about the New York Times editorial staff, the book review teams there for their bestseller list. But if you get on that bestseller list, they're basically forced. You can force their hand to have to do a review. What does that mean? They have to read this. And this is just our first book. If this does well, we can do this over and over again. But this is our first time. We've got to make a huge impact. So purchase your copy of Rise of ISIS. Do the pre-order right now. RiseofISIS.com, Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and also iTunes.
In a new book, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow and his Law of War team examine the rise of ISIS, how this terrorist group fits within the world of other groups, and more importantly, what can be done about it. It's called The Rise of ISIS, a must-read as America faces new and dangerous threats. You can order the book right now online at riseofisis.com. That's riseofisis.com. Order now.
Welcome back to the broadcast, everyone. On Monday's broadcast, we're going to get into the who the Syrian rebels are that the president's planning on backing, and you're not going to be too happy with who they are. So we're going to get into that on Monday. We're talking about, of course, the ISIS threat. We, you know, I'm not going to say this out of a boasting, because it's not. When we went to Oxford this summer, nobody was talking about ISIS hardly, and we were over there, a whole team of us, and we were putting these papers together, making these presentations. We come back, and ISIS is front page everywhere, and the President of the United States is having to address it on national television. We take those papers. David takes the papers we put together, turns it into a book that's written by me and David and Jordan and Skip Ash, and that book, from the moment we started the papers in July to we submitted the first draft of the book at the end of August, in a month. I mean, so this is a record that we're setting here. But again, the pre-buy is critical. Amazon, right where we're number 15 in all books, number 2 in political science, number 12 in Amazon ebooks, nonfiction, number 2 paperback on all of Barnes & Noble. Now, for our friends at Barnes & Noble want me to make this clear. The book, they're carrying the book. They're pre-selling it online. But the book's not in the bookstores, the trade paperback, until October 14th. So you're pre-ordering right now, and we want you to do that. You can either do that at the store or online. Either way, it's easy to do it. If you've ordered the ebook, which is going to either come through Kindle or your Nook, that comes out actually this coming Tuesday. So you'll be able to get the book right away. So Amazon.com or BarnesandNoble.com or the Apple iBookstore, either one of those, any one of those three, you can get it there. And it looks like Walmart and others coming. More information to come on that. Let's try to grab one call here in this segment of the broadcast, Jordan.
Yeah, we'll go to William in Georgia on line 5. Has been holding on. William, welcome to JSECIO Live.
Hey, Jay. Hey, Jordan. I got two questions for you real quick. My first question is, I want to order that book, but I had a hard time ordering it through my phone.
You're better off getting it when you get on your computer. I've tried it. You could do it on your phone. Depends on the phone you have. But, yes, we appreciate you ordering it, William. I appreciate that very much. And tell your friends as well.
Okay. My other question is, why is it that President Obama seemed to be so supportive of the Islamic when he claims to be a Christian?
All right, here's what I think part of this is. I think, you know, they're putting this, and I'd like to get David's comment on this, but, you know, he's putting this broad coalition together. He wants Arab world support, which means Muslim leadership support. And by saying, making these distinctions, the Islamic State is not Islam, which would be news to the Islamic State. He thinks that's somehow going to make it better for them. I think that's what he's thinking. I think it's very, very naive.
Well, you know, and he has this global worldview that is essentially that all these Islamist groups have and jihadist groups have legitimate grievances, and if you can just address their grievances, they'll go away. No, they are bent on world domination. And Jordan just put something in chat, William, that I think is really important. If you ordered the ebook right now, it won't download immediately. It's going to download on Tuesday. So you can make a pre-order now, and then it will pop onto your phone through a Kindle app on Tuesday or a Nook app, not right away.
Yeah, so you'll get it on Tuesday. You're ordering it now. You'll be charged on Tuesday when it comes out. We encourage. Thank you, William, for calling in. Thank you for ordering the book. If you want to talk to us on air, it's 800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. You know, the president may want to call him Islamic, whatever he wants. You know what? At this point, here's the thing. These are radical jihadists that now have up to 31,000 troops. It looks like an army to me. If you look at the map, you've seen the map maybe on Fox News. It's breathtaking in scope on the cities they're controlling. Looks kind of like a state. So, and we don't want to call, the president doesn't want to call them the Islamic State, but they're calling themselves Islamic State. That's their actual name, IS. And they've declared, Caliph Ibrahim has declared himself to be the caliph. Now, within Judaism and Christianity, we don't have caliphs. Okay? So this is, you know, you could try to spin it any way you want, but that's the reality. Having said that, we now have to know who are we defending, who are we not defending, who are we funding, who should we not be funding. Jordan again is going to let you know. Get that book now, folks. We'll take your calls when we come back from the break.
You go to riseofisis.com. We've got all the different retailers there, the links to them. So whether it's Barnes & Noble or Amazon or through iTunes, depending on what electronic reader device you have, or if you want to order the paperback as well, pre-order that now. We need you to do this, folks, because we got to get on that bestsellers list so that other people, we broaden our audience out. We can only do it with your help if you purchase the book and pre-order it today, riseofisis.com.
It's the greatest jihadist threat the world has ever seen. ISIS, the Islamic State, is launching a worldwide attack. Their strategy? Beheadings, crucifixions, mass executions, and a wave of anti-Christian abuse that's been called the worst religious persecution since the Holocaust. In a new book, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow and his Law of War team examine the rise of ISIS, how this terrorist group fits within the world of other groups, and more importantly, what can be done about it. Also included, a powerful new song, Where I Stand, by the Jay Sekulow Band. It's called The Rise of ISIS, a must-read as America faces new and dangerous threats. Help us sound the alarm. We must get the nation's attention, the government's attention. Help us spread the word. Buy the book, read it, and tell your friends. You can order the book right now online at riseofisis.com. That's riseofisis.com. Order now. The American Center for Law and Justice is on the front lines, holding the Internal Revenue Service accountable for a targeting scheme aimed at conservative and Tea Party groups. The ACLJ represents 41 organizations in 22 states in the largest lawsuit against the IRS on behalf of targeted Americans. Now it is time for the story to be told. The ACLJ has put together a short movie telling the story and explaining the high stakes of our fight against IRS abuse. ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow sat down with Senators Ted Cruz and Rand Paul, Dr. Ben Carson, and many national leaders to tell this critical story. You can watch this movie free of charge. Go online to download this powerful new film, Tax Invasion, at aclj.org. That's aclj.org.
Everybody, the song's Where I Stand. It's by the band here at our Jay Sekulow Live Band, and great music, great song. John Elefante, John Schlitt, Mark Townsend, me, Marco Pangallo, and also Scott Kirkman. And you've seen these guys on, some of these guys you know from their music music careers. Others of these guys you know just from seeing the videos that we posted over the time. So this is, we're really excited about the book. We're really excited about the song, really speaks to the issue. And, David's so excited about it that he's having to deal with keeping all the retailers happy, which this is a great problem as the son of a retailer. I'm telling you, this is a good problem to have, is keeping the retailers happy. David, don't worry.
Well, you know, and I tell you, the folks who are listening, we owe them a huge thank you.
Yeah, we do.
Because what they're doing right now is they're taking an internationally important issue in putting it front and center around the country because of the calls that they've made, because of the orders that they've made. What you are doing is you're getting the right message out there to America and maybe even to Great Britain about how to deal with ISIS. I mean, this is one of the great challenges of our time, and our listeners are making it happen by what they're doing.
You know, it's interesting because what is happening right now is – there's even, according to our publisher, they may be moving this book overseas as well, which is good because we're significantly utilizing our allies in Great Britain, and we were there this summer dealing with it. So this is the timing of this is just great. All right, we're taking your phone calls at 1-800-684-3110, 800-684-3110. Let's go ahead, Jordan, and take another phone call here.
Yeah, Jimmy in Georgia online too. Jimmy, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Jimmy.
Hey, Jay, I just want to say you guys are doing a great job.
Thank you.
And what I'd like to say is I'm 61 years old. In the history of this country, I've never seen a president do what Obama's doing, dependent on other people. Our country has always gone in with air support, ground support, and get the job done. And yeah. he's going to use...
Well, it's the whole leading from behind thing. I mean, this was, remember, kind of the president's philosophy on foreign policy engagement or military engagement, if necessary, was this leading from behind. And that's part of what I think we've got right now. I mean, David...
I read right before the broadcast a great comparison between the president's strategy against ISIS and President Bush's strategy against al-Qaeda in Afghanistan, where we put boots on the ground immediately.
Yeah.
At first in small numbers, but even those small numbers of boots on the ground working with the Northern yeah. Alliance and a huge air campaign defeated the Taliban and drove them out of the country in less than 100 days.
Yeah, so that, you know, there is this sense. But, Jordan, let's put a size perspective on what we're dealing with here. I think, folks, Jimmy, I appreciate that call. Listen to the size of who we're dealing with ISIS.
Yeah, the previous estimates on ISIS, this was just like a few weeks ago, was just about 10,000 fighters. But a brand-new Central Intelligence Agency, so CIA, estimate has them at 31,500 and growing by the day. Now, let me put that into context for you. One, that's massive. I think you can all understand the size of that. So we're not talking about 1,000 militants hiding out in a cave in Afghanistan or a few, 50 around someone like Osama bin Laden type with cells spread out around the world of 3 and 4 people. We're talking about 31,000 plus fighters. That's larger than the size of Norway's military, larger than the size of Mongolia's military, larger than Uruguay's military, larger than Kuwait's military, Hungary, Austria, and then you could actually go through and look at a lot of African countries and Latin American countries as well. But again, just to put in perspective, this is now a larger military force than many very developed nations have.
This is, gives you the nature and the scope of this. And this is why we did the book. By the way, Amazon right now, under their terrorism subcategory, we're actually number one and number two. The ebook is number one. The trade paperback, as they call it, the paperback book, is number two under the terrorism category. And in Barnes & Noble, the book has been consistently, has been number two. So this is great news. And you get the song when you do this. So again, go to riseofisis.com. It has all the links to all the retailers where you can get it. We encourage you to go there, riseofisis.com. We're taking your calls at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. I've got a question for Than, and that is this. Could this thing be approved, the action that's going to be taken in segments here, or do you expect it to be one mass vote?
It's really a confused state up here right now, Jay, because there are two big issues on the table. One is this arming of the Syrian rebels, and the other is the continuing resolution that Congress has to do. They are trying to do them both together, Jay, but the sound that you played from Joe Manchin and then also from Chris Murphy, two Democrat senators, shows you why they have a lot of problem with that. And I've got to tell you, I think the president understands that arming the rebels could go very poorly. That is the only reason that he is asking Congress to vote on this in the first place. But if more and more senators would balk at that vote, as they are doing, I think it has a real chance to go down. And that really underscores the importance of this book. This president does not know the enemy in this case. All of us have to know the enemy, because at this point, the commander-in-chief does not.
Yeah, that is so exactly right what Than said. This is cleansing his action through the political process. So when those weapons and that money goes to the army of the Mujahideen, which is one of them, or to the al-Nusra Front, which is al-Qaeda, or to the Islamic Front, which is a grab bag collection, then he can say, well, Congress authorized this too. So, you know, that's what we're staring at, is all of that weaponry, all of that money going to the army of the Mujahideen, really?
Well, to me, that's going to be the focus next week. And the question will be, are we going to formally oppose money going to groups we don't know? And I think the answer to that is yes. If we don't know who they are, don't give them ammunition. I mean, to me, that doesn't even make sense. But we'll get into that in great detail next week. We are taking your calls at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. Let's grab another one.
Yep, right back to the phones we go. Let's go to Susie in Arizona on line 4. Susie, welcome. Actually, in Arkansas on line 4. Welcome to Jay Sekulow Live. You're on the air.
Well, thank you for taking my call. This is a great program.
Thanks.
Support you guys. I do want to say first off that I will be buying the book. I'm going to the UK in November. I've got a family reunion of over 60 people, and I'm going to be buying copies to hand out.
Great. We appreciate that.
Yes. Number one, I from the start, I think we've all known that you're in on this, that Obama has had a non-American agenda from the beginning. But I guess my question, and I don't know if this is out of place, and if you don't want to take it, that's fine, but I'm very, very interested in the FEMA camps and how you think that's maybe playing into this, because I've got family all over the world.
Yeah, let me tell you what I think this is, Susie. I think what you've got right now is an administration that had to play catch-up on a terrorist attack, a potential, that was already destroying in mass numbers of Christians in Iraq. And I think the president got late to this because he was calling them the JV team. And Jordan, that kind of rhetoric, it took them 6 months to spin out of that in reality.
Yeah, that's right. To honestly come to the reality that they've got to deal with ISIS, and now at this point where the president's making, you know, primetime news address. You don't make primetime addresses at 9 p.m. Eastern time to the American people about a specific group if they're a JV group. Again, you know, it took the White House way too long and this administration way too long to figure this threat out. They've known about this threat. They knew about the captured journalists. They knew about the threat that those posed. And in fact, they knew about the problems of arming the rebels.
Right.
It was President Obama who said they wouldn't have been able to stop ISIS. It was President Obama who really didn't trust where those funds would go. And that's because ultimately these are rebels who are sometimes uniting to fight the Assad regime or fight Iran, but other times killing each other and selling off our journalists. So the idea here, again, that the, quote, Free Syrian Army will sell an American to the Islamic State, and that's about as moderate as it gets in those rebel groups as the Free Syrian Army, and they were the ones who sold one of the Americans.
Yeah, I mean, folks, think about that. We're going to get into this in great detail on Monday. Don's calling from Palm Desert, California. Very quickly, Don, you're on the air.
Yeah, I'll make it quick. Listen, I just want you to know, as a veteran, small business owner, I've called before, but I want you to know how proud I am to have you guys out there in front. And I do think it's ludicrous to listen to these political hacks call things by name. You know, in Vietnam, we called it a conflict, but if you were there,
right,
you were pretty doggone sure you were in a war. Okay?
Exactly right. Hey, Don, I appreciate you calling, and I appreciate your service to the country. And what a great perspective. When you're the one flying the airplane or dealing with the munitions, let me tell you something. It's a war to you. So call it whatever you want. But at the end of the day, this conflict is real. It's a war. It's a 31,000 member army and growing. And it's going to, and we're, listen, I'm going to be praying for the president, praying for our country that we are, because we're putting our men and women in harm's way. Jordan's letting you know, get that book right now, folks. Really critical.
We've got all the ways to purchase it at riseofisis.com. It's on Barnes & Noble and Amazon and iTunes. You can get the pre-order of the ebook, which will be out next week, or the paperback, which will be out in a few weeks. So you can do either or do both for us. Help us get on that bestsellers list so that the liberal elite have got to read this book. Why do they have to read it? Because if it makes their bestsellers list, they've got to review it. So you're going to be a key part of that. Go to riseofisis.com.
This is Jay Sekulow, Chief Counsel for the ACLJ. The battle to defend our religious freedom is being fought in courtrooms at the highest level. The need for exceptionally trained lawyers to protect our future is vital. Regent University School of Law is the nation's preeminent Christian law program for anyone considering a career in law today. ABA-accredited Regent Law ranks top 10 in the nation in faculty, according to the Princeton Review. With over 66 awards, Regent also placed in the top 2 in the Oxford University Global Moot Court Championship, besting both Oxford and Cambridge. The ACLJ is located on Regent's campus in Virginia Beach, Virginia, offering students an unprecedented opportunity to work on landmark Supreme Court cases through our association. Real-world training by real-world lawyers for today's unprecedented challenges. Come and study law where the law began. For information, go to regent.edu/law. That's regent.edu/law.
It's the greatest jihadist threat the world has ever seen. ISIS, the Islamic State, is launching a worldwide attack. Their strategy? Beheadings, crucifixions, mass executions, and a wave of anti-Christian abuse that's been called the worst religious persecution since the Holocaust. In a new book, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow and his Law of War team examine the rise of ISIS, how this terrorist group fits within the world of other groups, and more importantly, what can be done about it. Also included, a powerful new song, Where I Stand, by the Jay Sekulow Band. It's called The Rise of ISIS, a must-read as America faces new and dangerous threats. Help us sound the alarm. We must get the nation's attention, the government's attention. Help us spread the word. Buy the book, read it, and tell your friends. You can order the book right now online at riseofisis.com. That's riseofisis.com. Order now.
Everyone, it's the instrumental version of the song Where I Stand, part of the book that we've got out that we're so excited about, and you're helping make a bestseller. That's the goal here. Again, riseofisis.com is where you've got the links to the various retailers. And again, for those of you that are going to the bookstores like Barnes & Noble's or others, the book, you're pre-ordering it now. What's called the paperback version, will be out October 14th, but we want you to pre-order it because that counts for the number of sales. And if you bought it on Kindle or Nook, those are coming out actually Tuesday, so you'll get those then. We encourage you to do that as well. And if you go to riseofisis.com, we have the links to everything there. All right, let's grab another phone call. We got a lot of calls coming. We're going to try to get to as many as we can here. Let's go, Jordan. Who's next?
Georgianne in Colorado on line 5. Georgianne, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Well, thank you for taking my call. Yep. I'm so proud of you all for doing this book and being so engaged. And I have a question. Don't we need boots on the ground since the U.S. is already so heavily invested and that we need to defend the oil fields and the military installations we already established with the Iraqi military?
You know, look, you raise a great question, Georgianne. I'm going to go to our military expert, David French. Let me just say this. I don't hear anybody calling for mass numbers of boots on the ground. And David was deployed in Iraq. It's a different kind of issue right now.
Well, yeah, we have allies with the right equipment. They may need some special forces advisors. They may need some smaller units with them. Because what happened when I was there, if you had an Iraqi force with even just a small number of Americans with them to help direct those airstrikes and direct that air support and provide them with tactical advice, they were like a completely different fighting machine. Right. And so, you know, that's one of the problems I have is the president. We're getting reports they're literally not letting the special forces guys leave their bases in Iraq to help.
And the other complicating factor, and I think Dan's pointing this out, is that ISIS has the weapons we gave Iraq. They've captured a lot of those weapons. And that's creating a whole issue, too. So it's very – that part of it's complex. That's why you want to have multiple heads thinking this through and figuring out what's the best way to proceed. All right, again, taking your calls at 800-684-3110. Jordan, who do we have?
Yeah, let's go to Lillian in California on line 6. Lillian, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Lillian.
Hello. I have a question, comment, I guess you could say. From what I've seen in the news and from what I understand, it seems to me that this president just wants to put a Band-Aid on the situation and then just pass it on to whoever.
Well, he made the statement that it'd be inter-president. In other words, the next president of the United States may be dealing with this. Jordan, what is your sense on that side of it?
I mean, when you talk about years, you definitely can kick the can down the road to the next president. So you could do what's necessary to kind of keep ISIS in, if you want to kind of keep them at, what, a 30,000 force? I mean, I don't know if that's a good a victory. Maybe that's why they won't define what victory is. But ultimately, yes, this is something the president looks like he could potentially leave to a successor to deal with, and he'd probably be quite happy with that.
Yeah, so that's, I think, the reality where we are. Let's grab another. We're going to try to do this in rapid fire, folks, so make your calls concise. Here we go.
Robert in Kentucky, line 4. Robert, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Robert.
Hi. I just want to say that I've been listening to you, and I think you really don't get Islam.
Okay, what do I not get about Islam? Okay.
You keep saying that is really just a religion.
No. Hey, Robert, I've never said it's just a religion. I believe it's a religion. It's a political movement. I believe that it is a military. But go ahead.
Yes, I believe it's a political ideology.
I agree.
Where the people with the guns tell you what your religion is.
Well, okay. I don't know if we're disagreeing that, but they are attracting people. They're not just conscripting people here. This isn't a draft. They are attracting people to fight with them.
Yeah, that's exactly right. In fact, the main way they're growing right now is all these militia members from other militias are switching sides to join ISIS because, you know, Osama bin Laden said that people back the strong horse in the Islamic world. That is true. And as ISIS grows stronger and stronger, it gets more and more allies.
Yeah, Jordan, you've got a good point, too. Raise that.
Well, I mean, you know, you don't grow to a 31,000-plus force just by threatening people. So you don't get to recruit Americans because they can't hold a gun in the face of any Americans, and yet they're willing to go. They have more U.K. People from the U.K. in their military and the ISIS force than the U.K.'s military has of Muslims. They were not forced at gunpoint. They voluntarily, with their own money, many of them from middle-class families, went over and went through these paths to get on to join ISIS. So again, this idea again that everyone's just forced at gunpoint, that's not true about the ISIS fighters. There's certainly slavery, there's certainly people who have been forced, but that is not how you get to 31,000.
No, absolutely not. And then, of course, that raises the question that I think we're going to have to deal with, Than, and that's going to be how do we parse through the next week's voting? In other words, is the vote going to say arm the Syrian moderate rebels? Is that going to be that broad?
I think it's going to be very specific on this point. And if indeed it is, our people need to pay attention. This is not going to be a vote on authorizing, you know, a response to ISIS. It is going to be a vote only on the portion that the president asked Congress to speak on, and that is, are we going to send weapons and training to these Syrian rebels? So when Congress goes to take this vote, this is not a vote on are we going to respond. It's are we going to send people who might become our enemies next year weapons to fight against us?
All right, Zahar is calling from California. Line 6, Zahar, you're on the air.
Hello?
Yes, you're on the air.
Hi, I'm from Syria, and I think it's really a stupid idea to support the rebel in Syria because these are just a section from ISIL. And to support this, it's like you supporting a cancer going through all over the world that they're not going to stop at any point. So it's against Christ's call. It's against the whole world is against all moral in life. So I think it's a big mistake to support the rebel in Syria.
Zahar, I appreciate you calling in. You're Syrian. That gives us another aspect of this that needed to be heard. We're going to really address this on Monday's broadcast. Ron, very quickly on line one, you're on the air.
Yes, Jay, I'm a supporter of the ACLJ.
Thank you.
And obviously I'm a supporter of Israel.
Right.
And I just want your take on what this would do to affect Israel's safety.
So let me get right to it. And this is in the book. And the fact is, Hamas is no better. The same kind of thing. They don't have the lethality right now that ISIL has, but they are dangerous. Hamas targets Jews, targets Israel. You've got ISIS targeting Christians and other Muslims that disagree with them. So the connection here, David, in 15 seconds, it's really serious because and by the way, in the book, we deal with Hamas, we deal with ISIS, we deal with all of this and how it impacts Israel.
Look, it's all the same jihad.
Right.
That's what it is. It is the desire to drive all non-Muslims out of the Middle East so that the entire Middle East is united under monolithic Muslim demographics, period. And so Jews have to go, Christians have to go, Yazidis have to go, anyone who doesn't agree with them has to go.
All right, so Jordan's going to let you know how you need to go and get the book right now. Go ahead.
It's riseofisis.com, riseofisis.com. That's got all three ways to purchase. You can do this directly as well. Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, iTunes. You could pre-order the ebook, which will be out next week, or the paperback, which will be out in a few weeks. And we really need you to do this, folks, because we want to reach a new audience, the liberal elite. That media, they're not going to turn on this broadcast. They're not going to go to ACLJ.org or watch Fox News. But if we get on their bestsellers list, like the New York Times, they've got to read the book. Let's make that happen, folks. We can only do it with you. Purchase the book today at riseofisis.com.
In a new book, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow and his Law of War team examine the rise of ISIS, how this terrorist group fits within the world of other groups, and more importantly, what can be done about it. It's called The Rise of ISIS, a must-read as America faces new and dangerous threats. You can order the book right now online at riseofisis.com. That's riseofisis.com. Order now.